Welcome to the podcast book, Walking in Faith, written and read by Tim Greenwood. Episode 3, Chapter 7, The Healing Scriptures. The following scriptures are promises that you can stand on to receive your healing. Matthew 8:17, that it may be fulfilled that which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "You took away all my infirmities and carried away all my sicknesses." Isaiah 53:4-5, "Lord, you are the bearer of all my griefs. You are the carrier of all my sorrows. In the past, I thought of you as one struck down and punished by God, but in fact, you were wounded for all my transgressions. You were bruised for all my iniquities. The chastisement that purchased my peace was fully upon you, and by your stripes I am healed." Matthew 15:30-31, "And great multitudes came to you, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and they cast them down at your feet, and you healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw how the dumb spoke, and the maimed were made whole, the lame were able to walk, the blind were able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel." Matthew 18:18-19, "Lord, you told me that whatever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever I loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. And you went on to say that if two of us shall agree on earth concerning anything that we ask, it'll be done for us by our Father which is in heaven." Mark 11:23-24, "Jesus, you told me that if I say to any mountainous thing that blocks my path, 'Get out of my way,' and be slam dunked into the deepest sea, and if I don't doubt in my heart, but only believe that what I said shall come to pass, I will have whatever it was that I said. You also told me that in the same way, whatever I desire when I pray, if I believe that I receive them, then I'll have them." Mark 16:17-18, "And these signs shall follow me, because I'm a believer. In your name, Jesus, I will cast out devils. I will speak with new tongues. In your name, if I'm ever bitten by a snake or ingest any deadly thing, it won't hurt me. In your name, I'll lay hands on the sick, and the sick will begin to get better right that moment and must recover." Luke 9:2, "He sent me to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick," just like he did. Luke 13:16 says, "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" Acts 5:16, "There came also a multitude out of the cities around about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and every one of them were healed." Acts 10:38 talks about how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. "God has anointed me with the Holy Ghost and power too. Therefore, I can go about doing good and healing all that are oppressed by the devil." Why? Because God's with me. Exodus 15:26. "Lord God, you said that if I would diligently listen to your voice, and would do that which was right in your sight, and would give ear to your commandments, and keep all your statutes, that you would allow none of these diseases upon me, which were brought upon the Egyptians. For you are the Lord that heals me." Exodus 23:25-26. "I shall serve you, Lord. You are my God, and you continually bless my bread and my water, and you remove any sickness from inside of me. Because of you, nothing of mine will ever be miscarried or be aborted or be barren or unfruitful, and you will fulfill the full number of my days. Psalms 103:1-5. I adore you, Lord, with my mind, my will, my emotions, and everything within me. All adore your holy name. I adore you, Lord, and I'll never forget your benefits. You have forgiven all my iniquities. You've healed every disease that have come upon me. You've redeemed my life from destruction. You've crowned me as a priest and a king with such loving kindness and tender mercy. You continually satisfy my mouth with every good thing, and you renew my youth just like the eagles. Jeremiah 1:11-12. The word of God said, Jeremiah, what do you see? I see the first leafy budding twigs on the earliest blooming fruit-bearing trees much earlier than normal. Then the Lord said, you've seen correctly, for I will hasten my word just that way to perform it. Jeremiah 30:17 says, you will restore my health to me, and you will heal me of any wounds. This is what the Lord says. How would it make you feel if God Himself spoke to you just like He did to Noah and said, you're my child and I love you? Please understand that these scriptures are God speaking to you. It is God speaking to you through His written word, the record of what He's already said. Meditate on each phrase and feel God's care, His compassion, His love, His word. Receive His word as Him speaking to you, because that's who He's speaking to, you. And then turn around and apply His word to your situation. Chapter 8. Putting It All to Work. As part of the process of learning all this, there came the time when I had to act upon my own faith in God's Word. I had to start doing what I could not otherwise do due to the sickness. For me, this involved walking more than 20 feet. So with Marcia's help, I made my way out to the sidewalk to begin. Now, manifestations of symptoms of heart disease vary from person to person. But the main symptom, angina, for me, manifested as followed. I would feel a tightness in my left chest, which would spread up and along the collarbone, under the arm, causing a spreading Charlie horse behind the left shoulder. This would magnify and cause Charlie horses on both sides of my neck and in my upper left arm. The pain would continue to intensify until I could feel my feet begin to ball up into little fists. Tears ran down my face, my lower teeth ached, and the pain felt like a fire just above my left elbow and just behind my left shoulder. My heart was pounding out of my chest, I couldn't catch even a partial breath, and I became lightheaded, sick to my stomach, and I felt all the blood draining from my face. It would hold like this for a few moments, and then all would subside, leaving me totally drained and gasping for air. Once these attacks began, unless I would immediately sit down, regulate my breathing and heart rate, the attacks would fully manifest as I just described to you. We began walking. At about 20 feet, an attack began. I told Marcia and we both began rebuking sickness, disease, and the devil. By the time we said in the name of Jesus, the attack had already spread under my arm, but instantly stopped in its tracks. We walked about another 20 feet. Another attack manifested, was rebuked the same way, and also stopped the same way, this time before it got to my underarm. This process continued, never varying, with all these attacks occurring every 20 feet. By the end of the fourth day of this, I was really frustrated with God. I was very angry at the devil, and I was so sore from the accumulated attacks that my torso was literally leaning to the left. When we got about three-fourths of the way around the block, I just couldn't take it anymore. I threw what in Texas we call a hissy fit. shaking my fist at God and screaming, God, how long do I have to endure this? See, I had thought that if I just keep doing this long enough, then God would just heal me. After venting all my frustrations, I asked God's forgiveness for saying what I said and doing what I was doing, and I told him that I knew that he wasn't withholding anything from me, but to please tell me what it is that I was missing. I just knew in my heart that I was missing something, and that night I found it. I found that on my walks I had been successfully using what the Bible calls the sword of the Spirit of the Word, rebuking the devil based on Scripture, similar to Jesus' example on the Mount of Temptation. In other words, it is written. With the leading of the Holy Spirit, I realized that what I had been missing was the shield of faith spoken of in Ephesians 6, and that I needed to reread Mark 11, 22 through 24 as the framework of using that shield of faith. While rereading it, the Holy Spirit asked me, how would you express to God that you truly do believe and doubt not that you receive what you said? And before I could even answer, he said, praise him for it. Yes, before it even manifests in the natural. Matter of fact, it's even more important that you start praising God before it manifests. Part of me couldn't wait to get back out on the sidewalk and try this out, but then another part of me didn't want to chance a full-blown attack. I mean, after all, what if I was wrong? I decided then and there that it was literally going to be do or die. I had made up my mind that I was not going to be defeated by the devil. The next morning, we began walking again. At 20 feet, the attack came. It was rebuked and stopped like we had done before, and at 20 more feet, another attack began. This time, I used the shield of faith. I said, Father God, we have rebuked the spirit of sickness and disease, and I praise you, and I thank you for your word that says that he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were and are healed. I believe your word more than any manifestation of sickness that the devil can place in me, more than I believe the reality of anything in this material world. The attack stopped as it had before, but then there was a difference. We got 20 more feet, and this time no attack came, and I was able to walk 40 feet, double what I could walk before. But at 40 feet, bam, another attack started to manifest. We immediately began to praise God using that shield of faith, and the attack stopped, and on we walked. Next time, 80 feet. Again, doubling the distance, then double that, then double that, and it's been like that ever since. Now I'm praising God nearly all the time. I think I've become an actual praise addict, if there is such a thing, and may I never be delivered from that. God is so good.
You've been listening to Walking in Faith, a book by Tim Greenwood. If you've liked what you've heard, please visit our website, timgreenwood.org, for more information about other books by Tim Greenwood. Or just visit the Tim Greenwood page on Facebook and leave a comment about what you thought about the book.